Hey, welcome everybody to the HIV Community Planning Council's membership committee meeting. My name is Ron Hernandez, co-chair. And Thomas, please introduce yourself.
Thomas Noble, they them government co-chair.
John Paul.
John Paul Soto, council member.
Okay, and staff.
Here at council staff.
At council staff.
Mark, council staff.
And Natalie, I guess you're considered general public, right?
No, DPH.
DPH. So introduce yourself, please. Oh, just
I'm so sorry.
yeah.
I was like fiddling with my headphones. Hi, Natalie, HHS.
Thank you, Natalie. All right, we'll go on and look at our draft agenda today. Any changes? It's a very short meeting. I see no changes.
I don't see an agenda.
That's beyond my powers.
Can folks see this window?
No, all I see is your files.
Oh, awkward. Okay.
Have a lot of them. They look well organized.
I
They look
have
very
been cleaning them
robust.
up.
There you go. We're good.
Nothing
You
to
might as
say.
well you might as well add a mentor program update. So just put a bullet point there for Jesse Brooks.
Okay. Any other changes? All right, I will stop sharing.
Okay, I guess so. You don't have to vote on that since we don't have quorum, right? We just approve it or whatever.
It'll just be a recommendation, and it'll appear again next month to be approved by a meeting with which has quorum, hopefully.
Well, then we'll do the same for the draft minutes from last month. We'll review those. We had a pretty robust meeting.
Hi guys.
Hey, welcome.
Sorry.
We still need one more, right, to make quorum.
Yes, that is correct.
All right. Thank you, Ed, for showing up. We're just reviewing the minutes from last month. If there are any changes to it?
Okay.
I see no changes on my end.
I'm moving to another building, so if I lose you, I will join back in.
Okay. All right, so are there any changes to the minutes? Then we will recommend moving them forward to next month when we have quorum to vote on. All right, we'll go on to announcements. Any announcements here? Any public comment? All right, so it's we'll give it to Kira to do our attendance report.
All right, so I think going down this, I did want to note that a notice of attendance was sent to Thomas Noble. We do have two current leaves of absences. That is Zachary Davenport with a return date TBD, and then Derek Knapp, who's returning in September. Before I go to reviewing the exit interview, I did want to provide an update that all of our renewing members, except for one, were renewed. So you should have gotten a renewal letter
You
from
did.
the mayor's office. The one remaining member, I'm not sure if I wasn't CC'd on their renewal letter because I wasn't CC'd on some of them. So I'm just waiting to hear back from them to see if they received a renewal letter.
And I wonder, I brought this up at the Council Affairs meeting, and I think the person that we're talking about said that they received an email. Is that, do you recall, Kat, if you were there with me?
I don't remember.
Is you don't remember, you're the one who corrected me about how I was not understanding the renewals properly, which was true, a good correction. Okay, well, I mean, that might solve it. Kira, if you want to just look at the recording and see, like, if he nodded, if they, let's keep that anonymous, if that person nodded their head when I asked the group if they had received their email, like, that might be our answer.
I'll look back at that. They were the last person to interview, so that may be the
Yeah.
reason why. Maybe they've just had a delay in getting that new letter. But besides that, congratulations, everyone.
Kara, how do you know the rest of us got it?
Because I was CC'd on them, and then if I wasn't, folks forwarded it to me.
Oh, so you reached out saying, hey, I didn't hear.
Yeah.
And, yeah, okay, got it. Cool.
All right. So now moving on to reviewing exit interview. We actually did receive an exit interview from Franco. So I'll go ahead and share that now. All right, can folks see this? I'm gonna...
It's very tiny.
It's
You
tiny.
zoom in a bit more.
Is that better?
Yes.
Oh
What about
yeah, I can make it larger on my phone. Okay, it's fine.
All right. So this is Franco's exit interview. I'll go over the questions. So, what is a primary reason for leaving the HCPC? And Franco wrote, moving out of San Francisco due to workplace tragedy. In terms of his rate for the council's ability to serve the people of the San Francisco EMA, living with and at risk for HIV, he rated it a 10. As for what he liked most about the council, he wrote, I enjoyed the meetings we had and learning about the various services we have around the city to support individuals living with HIV. I also loved the love and dedication that each member had towards improving the lives of PLWH. For what he liked the least about the council, he didn't provide anything. What he would change or improve to make the council better, also NA. His overall experience as a council member was rated a 10, which is good, enjoyable, or satisfying. If his time on the council turned out to be what he expected, he wrote, yes, I will miss each and every one of the members of this council. If he felt like he received enough training to effectively do his work, he wrote, yes. If he received enough support to do his work, yes as well. And if during this his service he received encouragement and felt connected to the group, he wrote yes. For any tips or suggestions to help us find his replacement, he says, hope you can find another MD provider of color who can represent for Latinx and African American members of the community. And if in the future he would consider working with the council again, he wrote yes in a heartbeat. Whether he would recommend working with the council to friends, family, or other contacts, he wrote yes, absolutely. As for any additional comments, he wrote, wishing you all the best. Keep making San Francisco a center of excellence for all things HIV healthcare delivery metrics. Sending my love to each and every one of you. And that was it. I'll go ahead and stop sharing. All right. Not hearing anything else about that, then I will move on to the mentor program, which
I'm
is.
just hoping that things work out for him. If you
Yeah.
reach out to him, let him know that we'll miss him.
Of course. All right, so moving on to the mentor program, we have Jesse Brooks under this. Do you want to speak to that, Mark?
Yeah, so I offered all three of our new members a mentorship match, and only one responded that they would like a match, and that was Jesse Brooks. And I decided to match him with JP Soto. Thank you very much, JP. And I noticed they already started. Well, I mean, I did put their placards next to each other, but I noticed they sat next to each other. And hopefully the relationship will continue for, I imagine, like, I don't know, probably till the end of the year. I'll give it a few months. JP, has he contacted you outside of the council meetings?
No,
Okay.
or at least not yet.
Yeah. Well, I think that's obviously, if you're open to it, potentially a good thing that could happen in the future if it if there's a need. But in the meanwhile, I think having someone next to you to ask questions if they come up is valuable. I know it was valuable for the people that I mentored, at least. All right. So thank you again, JP. That's my update.
That's fine.
All right, so then moving on to the demographic information update, I can go ahead and share those. All right, let me hide these. All right, so first up, we have our EPI demographic update. And this one did not change at all from last month. So these are the same numbers that we saw last month. And I will move on to the Aries one because there is actually an update here. I got updated numbers. So if you see here on the left-hand side where nothing is highlighted, the demographics of Ryan White clients and SF EMA for, and this would be now for fiscal year 2025. So these are the most updated numbers we have. And so that actually does, the biggest change here would be the age range. We used to have it broken down further from 65. There used to be two additional columns that were broken down in terms of the age, but now they're all just lumped 65 and older here. And now we just see 17 as the number for 65 and older, which does mean we actually are within the range that needs to be reflected. So we're above that 26.2%. Besides that, nothing else really changed. We still have our same target areas. Any questions about this? All right, hearing none, I'm going to stop sharing them. That's all I have.
Right. Anything? Well, it looks like we're at the end of our meeting. Okay, should I call it adjourned? Or is there anything to discuss on the sideline? No? All right, so we'll meet again next month, September 10th. Same time, same hour. Okay. I guess thank you for showing up.
Yeah, sorry for being late.
I'm sorry for being late.
Actually,
Is it
shouldn't
late?
we?
Oh, do we have
Wait,
a quorum now?
yeah, I
Me
think we did.
too.
We made quorum.
No, we
No?
still need one more person. Unfortunately, Thomas doesn't count. I'm so sorry.
Thomas never counts.
Never, never, actually. We should.
Thomas counts at community engagement, for the record.
But here it's almost like a subtraction, right?
Shut up.
It's all right, Robert. Okay. We just finished our meeting.
Okay,
We're
great.
finished now. Okay. Bye,
Thank
everybody.
you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.